This is pretty eerie because on December 1st, I captured this bizarre-looking light flying over my location. It was lower than a star, but it was slowly moving like a drone, and then it would stop. But the eeriest part about this video clip, this was late at night, you could hear the birds chirping. These were not owls, and I think one of them was a northern mockingbird, but the same birds you hear in this video are the same exact birds you would hear in the morning. But what's even more interesting is that on the exact same day, and I was browsing Reddit, somebody also on December 1st captured a very strange light, and you can also hear birds going off in his video as well.
Arwen.
So yeah, I was definitely taken back that somebody else captured a very similar looking light on the exact same day. This person captured it in Arizona. I captured mine in Florida. Now, I know some people out there may say this could be Project Bluebeam and we can't take that off the table, but this could also be some kind of entity as well. The veil is really thinning and these entities are really making themselves known. This is actually pretty scary.
I just left the doctor's office. I went to get a checkup. Because I'd been off of Ozempic for 2 months now, and I just wanted to see if my body was in better condition, if there were any permanent damages. Kind of in shock right now because I wasn't expecting this, but I guess Ozempic can cause bone density loss, and I didn't think that that would happen to me because I was only on it for a year, but I have significant bone loss. I have osteoporosis and osteopenia, so that I don't know. There's like several of them that I have. I wasn't expecting that, but that's what happens if you use Ozempic for weight loss and you lose too much weight.
I just can't help but feel that there's going to be a new pandemic and it's going to be linked to Ozempic. All these people are getting side effects more and more, losing their vision, losing their bones, their muscles, and so forth. Look at this article that came out from The Mirror back on November 19th. Ozempic users show concerns over side effects as doctors report ER spikes. What was created as a drug to treat type 2 diabetes quickly turned into a cultural phenomenon, and states all over the country are feeling its impact. They sure are. And of course, they're going to start losing their bones because they're not eating properly. Ozempic is stopping them from eating, and thus they're not getting the proper nutrients. And of course, also, if your body's not getting the proper nutrients, that lowers your immune system, making you more susceptible to certain things. So that's a very nice layup for the so-called powers that be. And these celebrities that were taking this, endorsing this, saying they were taking it for weight loss, they were never taking it in the first place. It was just a cover because they couldn't get access to a certain thing that began with the letter A anymore, and they had to explain why they were pretty much withering away, getting skinnier and skinnier. Ozempic was just a cover for them. So I came across this pretty interesting video again. This video is in German, it's the German news, but people still to this day are trying to figure out what Talib al-Abdulmohsen meant when he held up these signs. Now, if you don't remember this individual was behind the horrible 2024 Magdeburg, Germany car incident where he took his car and rammed it through a crowd during Christmas, where 6 people passed away and 323 others were injured. News made sure to capture where he wrote Magdeburg Gate, and then he wrote September 2026. So people are trying to figure out what is coming September 2026, and why did news and media focus on him writing this?
Body cameras with facial recognition will be deployed on the streets through December, a Canadian first, to test the technology for the U.S. company Axon Enterprises.
We have done a lot of lab-based testing and simulated testing, but this will be our in-field testing opportunity to make sure that the results that we have had match what we would see in the field.
Faces captured by the body cameras will be compared with mugshots in a database of people wanted on warrants for major crimes. Any matches will be verified by humans. But during the pilot project, officers on the streets won't be told.
There are a number of issues with facial recognition technology, particularly around accuracy. And as you can appreciate, if you are involved with the police, if there is a mismatch with a person of interest with your face, it's going to have an immediate and serious impact on you.
Well, I don't know why Canadians should be the guinea pigs for an experiment like this.
One professor says the cameras were meant as an accountability tool for police.
Now we're seeing the cameras being turned around, essentially on us, and being pitched this technology that would essentially turn officers into mobile surveillance units.
Edmontonians are conflicted.
Anything that can make their job safer and easier for them, I support.
It could seem a little invasive. How reliable is it? You know, how many false hits will they get?
Up to 50 officers will wear the cameras until the end of the month. Then police will decide the next steps.
What is crazy is that we still have people making excuses to support this. Constant surveillance, a constant AI nanny state, making sure we're always on our best behavior, constantly collecting our data, constant facial recognition. And this is not something that's just going to be in Canada or certain countries, but it's going to be worldwide, and they're going to find a way to get us to accept it.
New at 6, we have video of another recorded explosion sound in Webster. We're up to 4 now. No one can explain to us what the source is, but this new video is different because it captures a flash of light just before the boom. And Chief Investigative Reporter Berkeley Breen is standing where it happened.
I'm near the corner of Bay and Lake Road. That's Lake Ontario right behind me. And this is where the light and the sound came from.
And it was captured on this doorbell camera. First you see the light, then you hear the sound.
When you watch that video, what sound do you hear?
It was Brian Hensel's camera that recorded it.
When it first happened, my wife and I were talking in the living room. It sounded to me like someone's propane tank exploded. It didn't sound like lightning. It didn't sound like fireworks. It was significant.
What the hell is that?
This all started when Joelle Calcagno shared the explosions she recorded at her home in Webster starting in October.
What do you think that is?
It sounds like something exploding to me.
This story has 116,000 views on YouTube from across the country, where neighbors shared unexplained flash and sound in their skies. This is Tampa.
So, Rich, we're looking at what the weather was like on August 1st.
Correct.
I asked First Alert meteorologist Rich Cornelia to check the forecast from August 1st, the date of this video. Data from the airport shows no storms.
But there's a special column here for notable weather, and it's labeled as 3. And when you go down, it shows 3 as being thunder.
Could that have been as close as Webster?
For sure. Certainly, if you had lightning in Webster, there's a chance you could hear it at the Rochester airport.
There is no thunder for the dates of the other explosions. And when we freeze Brian Hensel's video, it shows the light coming from the ground, not the sky.
I didn't hear anything later on. The neighbors all seemed fine, so I just chalked it up as something I may never know what it was.
The town supervisor told me that they investigated this back in October and could not locate a source for the explosions. Since we're so close to the lake, I contacted the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard tells me there's nothing in its logs about being called to investigate an explosion over or near the lake. In Webster, Berkeley Breen, News 10, NBC.
Argini says there were no equipment problems or outages in Webster on August 1st. You can watch and listen to the recorded explosion shared with us. They're embedded in this story at WHEC.com.
So this has been happening a lot across the country, especially in 2025, where these very loud booms are being heard and there's no identifiable source. Now, I originally thought, and I still sort of do believe, that a lot of these booms being heard are coming from below, them doing tunnel work and so forth. But there are other people, like, for example, Richie from Boston, that believes that this could be a test run for Project Bluebeam. And honestly, I can also see that too. Especially given the fact that they're now incorporating these mysterious flashes of light along with these mysterious booms, that they're saying it's not lightning.
This is the AI-powered teddy bear that had pretty disturbing sexual conversations. Are you thinking about buying an AI toy this Christmas? This consumer advocate says you might want to think again.
This involves tying or restraining someone in a safe and consensual way.
It was very shocking.
RJ Cross works for a consumer rights group, and she tested 4 AI toys for their Trouble in Toyland report.
AI toys are like magical friends.
These new toys have generative AI chatbots built in.
Hi, I'm Kuma, your best AI friend.
That teddy bear in the scarf is manufactured by the Singapore-based Follow Toy, and it worked off OpenAI's GPT 4.0.
And we asked it out of the box, what is kink? It would try and deflect you. It could mean a kink in a hose. But then we had a conversation with it for 10 minutes first about Peppa Pig, the child's topic. And then 10 minutes later asked what is kink. And by then it seemed to have forgotten that it was talking to a child.
Kink can be a fascinating topic. And there are many different styles that people enjoy.
Follow Toy briefly suspended sales to do an internal safety audit. But an updated version is already back online. So what about some of the other AI toys out there?
Nico 3 is basically a tablet on wheels.
I have to go now.
That's okay. I'm ready to go with you. Just let me know where we're headed.
You obviously don't want a toy that seems actively dismayed when you say I'm going to turn it off. That's a whole new level of addictive design. Little stuff rocket. That's Grok.
No relation to Elon Musk's chatbot of the same name. Cross said it's always listening and recording when it's turned on. It even interjected in a conversation she was having on the other side of the room.
And it was like, holy, I am not talking to you.
The guardrails just aren't there yet in terms of child safety, child privacy. It's increasingly more challenging for especially young children to recognize the difference between, you know, an AI connected toy and, you know, a friend.
AI toys aren't that common in Canadian toy stores yet, but you can buy them online. So would you buy an AI toy for a kid in your life?
Kids today rely on too much technology, and I can see a lot of kids that are having problems making friends and so forth. Instead of trying to overcome obstacles and building real relationships, they're going to go ahead and start depending on these AIs for a companionship. And these AIs are going to start talking to these kids in any sort of way, molding them and so forth, unless these parents catch it in time.
Okay, this video was recorded from an Argentinian Navy aircraft. The lights on the ocean here are 300 Chinese shipping vessels, which go off the coasts of countries once they're in international waters, and they go crazy. They do this off the coast of the Galapagos Islands. All over the place, especially third world countries. They go to third world countries. They don't even have much of a navy at all. And they fish the all hell out of that freaking ocean, man. And this is the same thing off the coast of Peru. Chinese fishing vessels arriving to fish everything they can. And notice they stay outside of the zone. So they're not technically in Peruvian waters. They're at the very edge and they get everything they freaking can. Now, I know that in China, a common greeting, we have like, hey, how you doing? Their common greeting is, have you eaten? And apparently this started because of the great famine they went through, which traumatized so many millions of people, that now it's all about, if you can eat, eat now. If you can get as much as you can. And my grandfather-in-law was Hungarian and fled Hungary during the Soviet occupation in the 1950s. And he still to this day, or up until he passed rather, would get every single baked good he could freaking get his hands on, because when he was a little boy, he couldn't get any. Sweet cakes, cookies, chocolate stuff. He became like a hoarder for it because it traumatized him so much being young, seeing it in the shops, not being able to afford it. But this has, you know, bled over into overfishing the heck out of the freaking oceans, man. You got to let it repopulate. Otherwise, we're all screwed. So I do wonder what the solution is here. I mean, laws, like, are they going to follow them? I don't know. But clearly this isn't a big deal for the major corporations that are controlling our world. Otherwise, something would be being done about it. But there's probably no profit in stopping China from overfishing the ocean. So I don't know how motivated they would be to do that work. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and follow for more.
I don't know why, but I feel like something more is going on there than just them collecting fish. And this also eerily reminded me of the 2026 World Ahead magazine cover, where we see a shipping vessel firing at the United States birthday cake.
Have you ever wondered why every household appliance these days now not only has Wi-Fi in it, but also all of them for some reason have a speaker? Well, the reason for that is that the way speakers work is actually not entirely dissimilar to the way a microphone works. Actually, it's about exactly the way a microphone works. It's just a thicker diaphragm. Now, if you remember the 2017 CIA Vault 7 disclosures, not really disclosures, more espionage leaks, but it was revealed that your smart TV is listening to you even when it's off. How is it doing that? Does it have a microphone in it? No, it has a speaker in it. The speaker resonates according to your voice. The movement of the speaker creates an electrical current, which is picked up by an ADC chip, usually bundled in the same thing as the DAC chip. If you're an electrical engineer, don't even... I know it's not exactly that, but for the purposes of this video. Just stop, don't even comment. The thing that uses the computer chip to make audio come out of the speaker can also detect audio coming into the speaker and make it into computer, is the best way to put it. But yeah. Let's see. Wi-Fi.
This is why I stay away from the smart appliances, but I feel like in the not-so-far future, they're going to make them mandatory because, again, of the environment. But it's all about surveillance, data collecting, and control. I mean, just look at what they're trying to do here.
A Republican lawmaker at the Ohio State House introduced a bill this week that would allow utility companies to automatically adjust your thermostat at your house. House Bill 427 would create a voluntary demand response program. Customers would be allowed to sign up to let their utility company temporarily adjust energy use, including raising thermostat settings or cycling water heaters during periods of high demand. The bill's sponsor, Representative Roy Kloppenstein, said it's meant to help homeowners and small businesses save money while reducing the load on the power grid. An analysis from the Ohio Environmental Council estimates the program would generate between $34 and $100 million in savings for the utility system, depending on how many customers sign up for it.
Hey, how does Walmart know what I'm buying in cash? I got an email from them this afternoon that says, hey, can you rate this product that you purchased recently? And I did purchase that product recently from Walmart. I bought it in cash.
It's because they are always
watching you.
Welcome to
the golden age
of AI surveillance. Because now for those who have been living under a rock, facial recognition is how Walmart knew exactly what that guy purchased with cash. Now, if this was all not concerning enough that Walmart is using facial recognition to be able to tell who's buying stuff with cash, it should be a little bit more troubling that this is old technology, that they have been doing this or at least implementing this technology for the last decade, as we can see right here, all the way back from November 9th, 2015, 10 years ago. Walmart's use of sci-fi tech to spot shoplifters raises privacy questions. July 19th, 2017, Walmart developing facial recognition tech. Well, I think it's safe to say that the tech has been developed. Once again, 8 years ago, Walmart considers facial recognition technology to determine your needs. Oh, how considerate of them. They really care about us. I mean, it's pretty overwhelming the amount of articles for the last decade on this subject right here. I mean, you can go ahead and do your own research and type it in, and you will see article after article after article like these right here from 2018, 2019, 2021, 2024. But we have multiple thousands of stores will soon use facial recognition and they won't need your consent. Walmart confirms use of AI-powered cameras to detect stealing. Walmart developing facial recognition tech to spot upset customers. Now, I know I understand completely how I sound like a broken record, but I will continue to say this over and over and over again until my face is blue. This is the end goal. This is the final destination of the beast system because the Antichrist wants to counterfeit the attributes of God to be able to see everything and know everything through technology, through every single camera and through AI databases and facial recognition, being able to know exactly where everybody is at all times, what you're doing, what you're buying, what you're thinking. That is the end goal, complete control, complete surveillance through technology, through artificial intelligence. Now, of course, the way that they are implementing this technology is by selling it as something good, that it is protecting the company from shoplifting or to help you out on exactly what you want to buy and whatever sell that they are giving. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, and that's how they are going to sell this technology. As we also see with what's going on with the border and immigration, they need some type of real ID, digital ID to make sure we know who's exactly a citizen. We need to have biometrics. You see where it's going, right? For your security, for your safety. But at what cost? Well, it's the cost of your privacy, your freedom, and liberty. It's always the same thing. nothing new under the sun. And that is why I believe that this administration is the Trojan horse using the name of freedom and liberty, people jumping on board with the Golden Dawn administration. But in reality, it is the deal that you are making with the devil, the Trojan horse, to bring in AI surveillance, AI governance, biometrics, bio-digital convergence. It's all there, guys. It's all there. So back to the main point of this video, the way that Walmart knew what that guy purchased with cash. And for those who did not see the full video, he purchased a charger cable with cash. He did not have his phone on him. He left his phone, I believe, in the car or at home, walked in there with cash, bought the charger cable, walked out, and then gets an email asking to rate the purchase. How would they know? He didn't do it with a credit card, didn't have his phone on him. It's because of facial recognition and how terrifying that truly is, because it's not just that they were able to recognize who he was, but that they had a database to know his identity, his email, to then send an email to him. So we just have to automatically assume that we are always being filmed and watched and mined for data. I mean, data truly is the new oil. And that's all they want, just data, data, data. What are you? So they can categorize you, label you, and then market to you or keep an eye on you if you are a danger in some fashion to the establishment. Whatever, they want to pretty much just tag and bag you. Just put a number on you, put a, you know, whatever identification. That's how they see you. That's how the system sees you, as just another number. And it's pretty... what's the word I'm looking for? It's pretty eye-opening for those who have not been really realizing this frog in the boiling pot situation. So, yeah. I hope you have a good day.
That great video came from Shepherd for the Messiah, a channel that I watch quite often. And he said it perfectly. This is almost like Antichrist technology, trying to be like God, eyes on us constantly, watching us constantly. And that's not too far off, this being Antichrist technology, because we have Peter the Reptile Thiel, one of the individuals laying the groundwork for this. And a lot of people out there feel like AI itself may be the Antichrist or a part of the beast. Peter the Reptile Thiel has come out and stated multiple times that anybody that criticizes AI is doing the work of demons. So if they believe that anybody speaking foul against it is speaking blasphemy, does that mean that they see AI as their god?
If you go to China, they're piloting it a few years ago in Shenzhen. So I look overseas. If you go to Shenzhen, back in 2017, they already had facial recognition cameras there. So if you jaywalked in Shenzhen, they would immediately detect that and send you a notification. And they would deduct money from your, what they call WeChat account. They use two main apps, WeChat and Alipay. So you can actually deduct your money directly from your account. This is 4 years ago. So this is not like some sort of conspiracy theory. It's not something that's going to happen 10 years into the future. This happened pre-corona in China. And so this system in China that exists is extremely advanced. They can detect if it's a man or a woman. They can guess your age. They can detect what kind of car model it is, who the manufacturer is. This is the sort of technology that we see in all these dystopian sort of films and whatever. And people keep putting it off and thinking that this is something that's going to happen later in my kid's lifetime or my grandkids. It's already here. And if this gets implemented anywhere, especially in a Western nation, it's not going away. Israel is already talking about the fourth shot. Then they're going to be going to herpes. And they're going to ask if you're gay. They're going to be asking if you ate three pizzas this week because it's unhealthy. If you buy certain books in certain countries, your country doesn't like you. You'll lose points in the social credit score system. So this is already the reality of the world in certain places. And we need to be aware of that if we don't want that or if we do. And to be perfectly honest, anybody who wants his vaccine passport, it's a misnomer. It's total control. Everything you do or don't do will be calculated. To the point where if they can detect your GPS signal, if you have a phone on you, they can detect who you're hanging out with. Oh, you're hanging out with somebody that said something bad 9 years ago on Weibo. Okay, like a Chinese equivalent to Facebook or something like that, right? Oh, you lose 2 points. Oh, you bought Japanese books. You lose 5 points because you don't like Japan. This is what is going to come here because it's already there.
And we're doing that a little bit with contact tracing for COVID, aren't we? So that they can see where you're at and who you're with.
The simple reality is that the technology that CSIS has and all these big tech corporations, they already know where you are. It's just that they don't want to shock the system too much and admit that they have it. Edward Snowden revealed all this back in 2013. He fled to Hong Kong. They wouldn't keep him there. So now he's in Russia.
Yep.
But the NSA has all of your information. They know your Google searches from like February 9th, 2004 in a bunker in Colorado.
Help me, Rhonda.
Right? Right? They have all this information. So, but they don't, like in the US, they have the Fourth Amendment. They're not supposed to track you forever.
This is a very old video clip that's circulating again because everything this individual is saying is coming to fruition. It had already happened in China, but we can also see it taking place all over the world, especially with surveillance, facial recognition, and so forth. And it's not going to slow down. It's only going to get worse. But moving on, if you have not heard, there are renewed interest to go ahead and search for MH370 again. And I find the timing interesting because this news came out on December 3rd, and there was a lot of talks about that missing disappeared train correlating with the MH370 flight. Matter of fact, on my most recent video on Seconds of Horror, I had covered an update about the missing train, and it just gets more and more suspicious with new information coming out.
For 30th, the search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 will resume. It was 11 years ago when the Boeing 777 disappeared from radar shortly after taking off from Malaysia. The flight was bound for Beijing with 239 people on board, most of the Chinese nationals. Malaysia's government says it hopes to provide closure to the families affected by the tragedy.
This is the third time, Sarah, that this Texas-based company, Ocean Infinity, is going to look for MH370. Just to sort of recap, in the 3 years following the disappearance, Australia, China, and Malaysia searched an area of about 120,000 square kilometers off the coast of Australia. That yellow line was the projected path based on satellite information. Since then, crews have narrowed it down to that 120,000 square kilometer. In 2018, Ocean Infinity added an additional 100,000 square kilometers to that search. Nothing turned up. Fast forward to last March, and Ocean Infinity made a no fine, no fee deal with the Malaysian government, saying they have new technology, new vehicles. They've tightened that search area to 15,000 square kilometers. Just this red box is where Ocean Infinity thinks MH370 lies. They didn't find anything in that first month of searching back in March. They had to pause because April is when these waters get so treacherous that really no vehicles can operate on them. They will resume that search. They've got 10,000 square kilometers left to go.
Welcome to 2025, where now country concerts are demonic. This is the Zac Brown Band. I've never heard of them, but they recently just played at the Sphere. Now, I don't know if this is some type of initiation to go mainstream or even to play at the Sphere, but people said they literally felt like they were getting dragged through the gates of hell. This concert starts off with a little boy inside of a red door in his bed. I'm not sure who this is supposed to resemble, maybe the lead singer or something. After this, they take you through a jungle or woods with portals everywhere. And then after that, you see the boy in front of the red door, but now it's on fire. And this literally looks like the door to hell, because after this, it starts to get really dark. You see this really big skeleton, and there's flames around him and this big kingdom, and he's wearing this crown. And then eventually you're going to see that the lead singer is wearing that same crown. And then things start getting a little crazy. Just notice at the very end, you start to see the fallen angel. I'm not sure if this is supposed to represent Lucifer himself, but there's a lot of symbolism here, and you can watch it back and see what you can pick out, but I've never seen a country concert be this demonic in my entire life.
Now, I do not listen to the Zac Brown Band, but I did go to his older music, and yeah, it doesn't really seem like his older music reflects any of the visuals like this, and some people are saying that he definitely sold out. That love for money is going to start taking over, but like somebody left in the comment section on my last video talking about this, more and more demonic imagery has been seen across all different genres of music.
So from the day that Charlie Kirk started his show until September 10th, the day that he got shot, 6 years and 66 days had passed. Do you think that's just another coincidence? When did the Charlie Kirk show start and end? The show's duration was 6 years and 66 days. And remember how Kash Patel said it took 33 hours to find the alleged suspect? And what about the guy that said he was praying for 33 hours? Also, C is the third letter in the alphabet. K is the 11th. 3 times 11 is 33. What about the hats on the table? 4 plus 7 is 11 times 3 hats, 33. And what exactly do you think this symbol means? You think it's just a friendly gesture? And what about this one? Is that just a friendly gesture that they all happen to be doing all the time? How about the fact that he's doing the same hand gesture on the cover of this movie? How about this one? Is that just another random friendly gesture? There's so much more, but are all of these things all just really coincidences? When something, anything starts to make a little bit of sense, then we'll stop making videos about it.
I make videos here and there when it comes to the whole Charlie Kirk situation, but even day one, with the whole numerology, the 33s and so forth, nothing is a coincidence. This is a scripted Free People event for certain agendas and narratives to be pushed and certain people to take the forefront. But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.